State officials admitted the I-69 project has suffered from mistakes at this month's State Budget Committee hearing, according to the Indiana Business Journal. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Luke Kinley said he believes there are a lot of lessons to be learned from how the state handled the project, especially from the failed partnership with a private developer for Section 5 of I-69. Section 5 is the 21-mile stretch of road between Bloomington and Martinsville. Kinley criticized the state for focusing too much on low bids and not enough on the background and credibility of the bidders. I-69 Development Partners, the group the state initially partnered with that included the public-private partnership, bid $325 million for the Section 5 project. That bid was $73 million lower than the next closest bid. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Kinley suggested signs that the company could not financially complete the project existed before the state agreed to work with them. Kinley said the state failed to see in advance the company wouldn't complete the interstate. The public-private partnership is dissolving in the midst of financial troubles between the I-69 development partners and contractor Isolux Corson. Originally, the company planned to build and maintain the highway for 35 years. That was under the state contract. Now, the state plans to take over the project entirely. Because the state's credit is considered better than the developers, Governor Holcomb's fiscal team says costs for the project will actually decrease when the state takes out bonds for the project, possibly saving taxpayers around $30 million. The Indiana Business Journal also reported Democratic State Senator Karen Talian of Portage, Indiana, said of the situation, quote, "It looks like we're getting out. It looks like we're not going to get hurt too badly," unquote. Section 5 of the project is scheduled for an August 2018 completion date.